Hello, friends, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Grant, and I'm Partnerships Manager here at Digital Construction Skills. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Daniel Milligan, Director of Frame Solutions. And we're here to find out all about project management software, what it is used for, and why construction businesses and SMEs would want to use it. And we're going to hear more specifically about the software tool ESTA, E-S-T-A, which is used to optimize both team collaboration and project management data to produce real-time project analytics. So, Daniel, you're very welcome to the podcast. Good to see you.
Chris, how are you? I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
Good, good stuff. So, Daniel, we'll just get straight into it then.
Let's crack begin. Into it.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, so, and just thanks again for coming on the podcast. I'm really Absolutely excited to hear no about worries, this today. Yeah. So, Daniel, just begin by briefly telling people who you are, you know, your background, where you've came from, and what your current role and what your company does.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in construction about 15 years. I'm a member of the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors and worked for various tier one consultancies in the building surveying capacity. Then from that, I launched a software company and the co-founder of Frame Solutions, which is a software for project managers and contract administrators.
Brilliant. So just before we go on to tell us about the nuts and bolts of the platform then, Daniel, just tell me then, what was the initial problem you identified that prompted you just to start this business up then?
Yeah, so mainly, Chris, it was sort of, you know, we do the same things over and over in these projects, you know, whether it be in the capacity of, you know, the contracts or just project management. And I read an alarming figure the other day that we actually discard 90% of our project information once we've moved past the project. So the issue I was having at the time, I was running multiple projects, you know, I've got multiple balls in the air. I'm doing the same thing over and over again. But, you know, with the document-based systems, the information goes in, but it never sort of comes out again. Yeah. So, you know, that sort of prompted me into thinking there must be a better way of doing this. Surely we can link this information and get this to speak back to us. And that's where it sort of stemmed from, to be honest with you, Chris. It was my own frustrations, really, in the industry that sort of prompted it.
Okay. So and what was the spark then? I mean, you know, or just maybe tell us a process of how do you just don't start a company up.
So you have to be very frustrated to start one up.
So I mean, yeah, you know, can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. So I'd be running normally, you know, 5 to 10 projects at one time. I'd be having meetings. I'd be recording my actions, you know, and every time that I want to find out what people are doing, I have to go through all my subfolders. I have to get all my minutes together. I have to find out what everyone's doing. If I want to tell the client where, you know, how many interim payments I've done and where we are and what I've instructed, I have to do all of this stuff manually all the time, you know, and it takes hours and days, you know, for monthly reporting. You can take days sometimes, you know, you've got 10 projects on. And it just got to a point where it was just like, you know, if we look at other industries and how they've sort of progressed in the technological world and how we are still doing this, you know, there's a huge gap there and a huge, you know, place to make it a lot better. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of the same things that I was going through, you know, and the fact that the processes are the same means that, you know, you can serve that market very well because we're all doing the same things, works for various different consultancies. And like I said, some of it's underpinned by, you know, contract law or, you know, the Housing Grants Construction Regeneration Act. So mm-hmm. there's all that feeds into it. So that was where the real pain point was. And I know that other people in the industry are having that pain point as well. So I thought, you know, it's a good idea to sort of go down that route.
Who would you say then that the solution is most useful for then? And who are you aiming at?
So mainly, you know, project managers and contract administrators. So they could be anyone from building surveyors, QSs, architects, engineers, anyone who's administrating contracts and running project teams, basically.
Okay, well, just take us through the key features of the platform then. Just to take us through from, you know, just a bit of an overview of it from beginning to end then.
Sure, yeah. You know, I won't feature bash you because there's a lot of features in there and we'll be here for a long time. But in essence, what we do is we break down the key elements of the project. So, you know, you've got supply chain management, meetings, risks, Gantt charts, all the contractual element of it. So when you're doing your certificates in your contractual side of the project. And what we do is we link all of those together.
All right, okay.
And what that does, Chris, is basically it automates the process. So by linking all this information and putting it on dashboards on a project level, but then on a portfolio level, mm-hmm. it allows you to have the real-time data. So, mm-hmm. you know, gone were the days of retrospectively putting all this data in Excel spreadsheets and trying to collate it all and, you know, spending a lot of resource doing that. If you go on our system, you can basically see exactly where all your projects are. You can filter by client or whatever, how much you've expended, and things of that nature.
So you're getting that real-time information then, Daniel?
That's sort of one of our real key, you know, we get the efficiencies, but the real, I think the real selling point is having the real-time data, Chris, you know.
Yeah.
You know, consultancy, you know, we charge by the hour, you know, it's all billable time or percentages and stuff, you know. And, you know, spending 2 days to collate reports, I think, you know, is going to be a thing of the past soon, you know. I think if we look at other areas of our life and we see how quickly we can get the information, and then all of a sudden we look at this part of, you know, our industry, I think, you know, that clients would, you know, they want real-time data. They want to ring up and say, where are we?
Sure, sure. So am I hearing then it would really help, at least with, at the very basic level, help with the current reporting, monthly reports effectively. But do you see, where would the, you know, does that give you extra flexibility then if you're getting real-time data? Does that then mean, how do you see that nature of billing happening, or what do you see changing there?
I think it's a visibility thing as well, Chris. You know, if if you've got a lot of projects on, and you know, a lot of these consultancies have, you know, hundreds of projects on, and the fact that you can give them full visibility of their business, and we have a little saying in Fraser Solutions, you can find anything in three clicks. So any information you need, you can find that information in three clicks. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, people want that visibility now across their whole business, A, for themselves, and B, for their clients, you know. And I think we're always going to be moving that way of, you know, everything's got to be instant. Again, we look at other areas of our lives, everything is instant. And this gives you that capability.
Sure. You know, what essentially at the minute then, what changes for the companies who adopt the solution just now then? You know, what becomes possible for them? And, you know, what key benefits do they derive? You know, is it, maybe to give up a few examples.
Yeah, there's obviously a few benefits. So, you know, the first one is going to be efficiencies. Mm-hmm. So the software gives you push notifications and things of that nature that you don't have on your documents. So it will push you to say, you know, contractual timelines, actions, Gantt chart dates. So you're going to get your efficiencies there. So your project managers can handle more projects with the extra layer of protection.
Yeah.
It also allows for, which I think is one of the main things, is a USP for the company. So, you know, if you're providing, you know, dashboards for your clients that are in real-time data and they can see all of their projects without having to wait every month and everything very retrospectively, then all of a sudden you're ahead of the competition because you're now providing a service that they can't. Because as soon as you do the report and I instruct something under the contract, that report's now obsolete. It's no good anymore. So there's a real USP there for the companies to provide that, and the collaborative nature of the tool. So they can bring their clients on via our website and they can sign off changes and look at what these projects and see how they're getting on.
Okay. So are you managing the change process in there as well then? Is it all digitalized then? You know, like TQs and RFIs and, or I don't know what your covenant would be, but that's what I would, an old money.
Yeah.
You know, as that, you know, essentially you're doing that. And what about, you know, managing the contract or contract, you know, like early warnings or whatever, you know, things like that.
Yeah, that's it, Chris. So we try, the way that it works is basically the flow of a project, you know, so you've got your appointments, then you've got your, you know, you go from that, then you build up your team structure. So who's involved in the project? Who's going to be, what's the roles and permissions? So they can come onto the change portal, the clients, and, you know, agree changes. Yeah. Then we make that flow to a variation, a contract variation, very easy. And we'll take all the information that you've agreed on, put that in your contract instruction. You can instruct it, and then that will adjust all your contract sums across your portfolios and stuff. So we make that flow nice and easy. So I think that's very key in, you know, good software about linking those up. And then you're going to get your efficiencies in because it's so easy to do. It takes the legwork out.
Yes, brilliant. All right then. Well, Daniel, this all sounds great. But as you know, every digital solution, it's like how much does it cost, right? So what, you know, and I'm not going to pin you to like whatever your package is, but maybe just tell us more generally about the affordability, or you know, how might you make it, you know, how might an organization make a business case to a financial director or a business owner just to look at an investment such as this?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, we're extremely sharp on pricing. You know, people that do use the software save a hell of a lot of time, a billable time, you know, and the software can easily pay for itself, you know, so many times over. And, you know, anyone who has a demo of us, the first thing they say is how simple it is. So the learning curve is extremely low, and the adoption rate's very good. So you've got that side of it. You've got the USP side of it. So, you know, putting forward, it's not always about efficiencies. It's about, you know, your company culture. A lot of companies want to say, you know, we're leading edge in technology. We're a forward thinking company. And that allows them to do that. That allows them to say that. And they've got proof in the pudding of how they're actually going to do that as well. So it's not just the efficiencies and how much money it can make you. It's also, you know, the branding of the company and how it propels them forward in that as well.
Yep. And are you finding, are clients asking for stuff like this now? Yeah, you were talking about earlier on about real-time information, but are you finding in your experience at the moment that clients are maybe even driving for solutions like this yet?
Just 100%. 100%. Yeah. They, you know, they want to ring up and they want to know, as you would, you know, there's a lot of money in stake of a lot of these projects, you know, I think the, you know, clients, some clients are demanding. And having that capability helps.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Take us through the startup and the onboarding process. Right, how long does it take to set up, and what should the key things do you need from a customer to get set up properly? Because I think half the battle is knowing what you want first and being clear on what you're trying to set up. But listen, where do you see it from your side?
Sure. I mean, obviously, we go through the demos and discovery calls. We find out what these clients want from the software. We find out if we're a good fit. And then basically, once we've pulled the trigger, you know, and everyone's happy, we would onboard them. So like I said earlier, the software is very simple in its design. And that's always the first thing that people say. So the training level is very low. It only takes about an hour or two of training. It's not long.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's very intuitive, Chris. You know, it feels and looks like some of the templates you may use, just because it's better for adoption. So what we would do, we'd go in, we'd do the training, we set them up. So it's all their own branding. You know, it's none of this Frame solution stuff. It will look and feel exactly how their branding is. So it looks like their tool for their clients.
Uh-huh.
And then we provide ongoing support. We've got 24-hour chat, phone line. And then we like to check in every month and, you know, have that conversation about what features they might want to see and what they might want us to develop going forward. So it's very much a partnership, I see, more than a sort of set and forget.
Yeah. What size of businesses are you looking at here? Ideally,
it can go from anywhere, Chris. We've got a small discount, three people, right, and it goes all the way up to enterprise. So, you know, we're not capped.
So you've got that flexibility, and it's equally, brilliant. All right. So as I'm sure you're aware, Daniel, like a lot of SME businesses, what I said there, they still struggle with successful adoption of digital tools, or they're just not getting the full benefits from it. Mm-hmm. So what are the typical challenges, you know, a company might face internally with adopting a solution like this? And how do they usually overcome these hurdles?
Sure. So what we do is we sort of guide them through the process. So, you know, we sort of offer that consultation as well. So we use the ADKAR model, which is awareness, desire, knowledge, ability, and reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you're showing them the business needs. And this is at grassroots level as well. It's not just the business. It's, you know, the software was made for individuals. It was made for project managers and contract administrators, and that's where it started. So I think that's a real cornerstone of your software. If you can get people that like the software at grassroots level, it's really going to help.
Yeah.
So we would create that awareness, and that might be from, you know, an internal marketing team. It might be champions, so people that are really loving the software, you can get them to stand up at meetings, talk about it. And then you're trying to create a desire. So what's in it for me? And if you can portray that to people within the company, then they'll understand that this is, you know, going to help them in their day-to-day lives and help them at work. Then you've got the knowledge, so that's obviously the training, ability, so you know, creating a supportive environment. You know, we're always in the background with our support lines, our chat. So we make it so if there's a problem, someone can come on and they can fix it straight away. So they don't fall off the system as such. And then it's reinforcement, you know, talking to the customers, what's working well, what don't you like, what would you like to change, you know, and then that feedback loop makes them feel, you know, in part of the software, and we can make it better for them, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that use it, right? So that's what we use, and it's quite successful. You know, it takes you through those stages, and it's a, you know, it is a company commitment, but I feel like if you implement it in a strategic way like that, you'll get a good adoption rate.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Brilliant. So interoperability then, you know, everyone's using all sorts of tools, SharePoint, Word, Excel, all range of stuff, right? So what file formats can you work with, and what file formats can be exported, and what other platforms maybe are a good fit with what you're doing?
Sure. So I think one of our key features as well, Chris, is that we can export in whatever format you want. So Word, PDF, Excel, you can import via MS Project, Primavera 6. So there's that full integratability there, which I think is very, very important, you know, because if people feel stifled into this system where they can't get their information off, they won't use it. With ours, you can get it off. You can save it to your SharePoint. You can save it to wherever you wish. So, you know, there is that flexibility there, which I think is vitally important. And I think that a lot of software companies have fell flat on, because if you can't get the information off, you're stuck with them and all of that stuff. So we've mitigated that. You know, you can take it off, save whatever you like. And as for integration, it depends what the user wants. So we've got a full catalog of APIs that you can hook up, and hook the software up into different areas.
The Primavera integration. So yeah, that must be very beneficial for organizations as well then.
Yes. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, as much as I think Esther's fantastic and everyone should be using it, the reality is not everyone's using it. So you need to have that flexibility that, you know, if someone sends me a MS Project or a Primavera 6 file, I can open it up in Esther. If I send mine out, they can do the same.
Fantastic. Great. Right, we'll just wrap up with a couple of questions then, Daniel. So what are the key things a business do you think should consider if they're serious about adopting a solution like Esther, or specifically Esther?
Yeah, sure. So I think, you know, doing it sort of, you know, don't have to do really in-depth capability mapping, but like, you know, where is your business at the moment? What processes do you have? And where do you think that you can streamline those processes and make them better? From that capability mapping, you'll understand where you're at and where you may want to be, and from there you can, you know, say, oh, we're using these processes, maybe we should sharpen them up. You know, if we look at other industries such as, you know, sales and things of that nature, they were all using Excel 10-20 years ago, and now they wouldn't dream of not having a CRM system. So I think that's where you got to start. You know, where are we and where do we want to go? And once you can identify that gap, then it's how do you fill that gap. And it might not be with Frame Solutions, but, you know, what softwares do we want, or what do we want to achieve?
So what should people do next, Daniel? If they want to find out more about Esther and Frame Solutions, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go on our website, have a browse around there. That will give you some more information. Or if they want to set a demo up with me or a discovery call, they can get hold of me at dm@frame-solutions.com.
Brilliant. And I will put all the links in the chat and everything as well. Or in the comments section as well. Okay, we'll put the podcast out. So, Daniel, that's been absolutely fantastic, and really, really appreciate you taking the time to give us a tour around the Esther platform. So, guys, get in touch with Daniel. You know where to find him, and we'll see you again.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate you having us on.
No bother at all.
Cheers.